Welcome to part two of the Trinity of Family at Christmas. And we have been exploring genealogy. And we posed a question for you to think about your own personal genealogical records, if you have any, whether you have them jotted on a piece of paper, perhaps a grandparent gave it to you. You may have had an interest in the subject matter yourself, or if you're in a digital environment and you did Ancestry.com or MyHeritage.com or one of those websites that do this for you. And the idea was not to look at it in a prideful sort of way as to claim any kind of superiority because of your lineage or lineage, if you will. Your line through the ages, that's why I pronounce it that way, but rather to reflect on where you're coming from. Sometimes, you know, there are things generationally as well that we have to address that have come down through the ages that we either may not be aware of, or even if we are aware of it, we haven't addressed them properly. And certainly in Christ, you have the authority to stop and cut off anything that might have plagued your family or affected them, whether through learned experiences in childhood or with some spiritual influences that you may not even be aware of. Paul said, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities, and principalities in the heavenly realms. There are indeed, unfortunately, dark spiritual forces at work to try to undermine or to influence, perpetuate things that have come down through the generations. And unless you actually rebuke it, repent of it, and move away from it, it still has the authority to influence you. That's a subject matter for another time. But suffice it to say, in exploring genealogical records, you may discover things that may bother you or horrify you even. At the same time, let's not dwell or harp on the negative, but certainly there are positive things about your family that you should also celebrate. So I have asked you to take a look at it. The intention is to look at the things that are of value and embrace them. And the things that are not of value to reject and to weed them out, so to speak, so that this Christmas, when you are in communication with your family, you will be able to have a complete peace of mind in knowing where you stand if it's something you've never done. Some of you have a fantastic familial relationship, and that is wonderful. Praise God. It's something we should all celebrate. And I want to read something for you from mine by way of a short testimony. My grandmother on the maternal side was an author and a writer. Her name was H.V. Ormsby Marshall. So her maiden name was Ormsby. She married a Marshall. My mother was a Marshall, Helen Violet Ormsby Marshall. And she left a little book called Seed and Flower, an anthology of prose and poetry by the Ormsby family of Jamaica. So on my mother's side, we go back many generations in the country of Jamaica, but we do have our lineage goes to England, to Scandinavia, to France, and other Anglo-Saxon, if you want to call it, heritage. On my dad's side, we have both English as well as African. So in our DNA test, for instance, I tested with a certain percentage of what they call Scandinavian. Don't ask me why, but they lump it into that. I'm a Viking, oh my goodness. But there's also a healthy percentage of African as well, in particular West African. So I'm your Heinz 57 to some degrees. There is a percentage of Jew in me as well, which is an interesting discovery because I was aware of it growing up in my childhood that my great-grandmother had converted to Christ. She was a Jewess. And I even possess a Bible from 1948, which was the year Israel became a nation. And it's a Bible that my uncle, who was in the RAF as a navigational in a Lancaster bomber in World War II, had actually bought at Palestine at that time. And the cover of the Bible is wood from the actual Mount of Olives, which is just so precious to me in terms of material possessions. But I say this to say this amazing heritage of how God's grace and mercy towards our family has been in that genealogical record. And I am fascinated by that. So I've been taking note in not only the DNA part of it, but also looking at family records and, you know, keeping some sort of record. Other members of my family have done a far better job than I, and I'm grateful to them for having these records that go all the way back down to the, I think it's the 15th or 16th century, we can actually trace our lineage on one side of the family back to. But this particular book, Seed and Flower, which is the anthology of prose and poetry by the Ormsby family, my grandmother is responsible for putting that together. She was one of the founding members of the Pen Club of Jamaica, which was the Writers Association, if you will. And in our family, certainly runs the writing penship. I want to read what she says in this book because it has deeply affected me in a positive way. Gracious to know, you know, in Timothy it says your grandmother Lois's faith, that same faith that she possessed, Timothy, you now do, showing that down through the ages, genealogically, faith, that seed of faith is passed down because of God's mercy. And here this book is called Seed and Flower. And I view it as the seed of salvation, the seed of the Savior, the seed of faith that, you know, passed down from Abraham, if you will. And I'm careful how I phrase this because I don't want it to sound like your DNA gets passed down or you're just because you're related to somebody who is a believer, you too are in the Lord. It's something that you personally have to accept, the precious gift of salvation that Jesus Christ offers you. And so that is how it works. But my family has done so. And in passing that legacy down through the word of faith, we can therefore be grateful for those that have gone before us. So she says in her introduction and dedication, at the time that my brother Stuart, this is Stuart Ormsby, died, we found that he had left behind him some short stories which we never knew he had written. We'd never thought of him as a writer, but as the painter of some very creditable watercolor pictures. On finding the stories, I had the wish to publish a booklet with some of them as a memorial to him. But it is only now, after 24 years, that I am able to accomplish my desire, although it changed form. The changes come about through a remark that someone made to me, to the effect that seldom had so many members of one family been writers of one status or another. In three generations, 12 of our family have wielded the pen as creative writers in various fields of writing. There have been others too, in whom the creative urge has found its outlet in art or music, whose names, unfortunately, cannot be included in this volume. The talents of others have not yet been revealed to my knowledge. It is my hope that this little book will act as an inspiration and encouragement, not only to the younger generations in my own family, but to all who read it. This small anthology, wider in scope than my original intention, is dedicated to my brother who inspired it, to my father and mother, whose encouragement to me in my literary endeavors and belief in me were unfailing, and to those other dear relations mentioned herein who have already passed on. I sincerely thank all those who have helped me in its preparation by their interest and cooperation. H.V. Ormsby Marshall. Here, she has clearly left something, a legacy. She has spoken of how generations handed down in the genealogical records have been writers, and what a blessing this has been. the Bishop of Jamaica, the Anglican Bishop of Jamaica, Percival, he said in the foreword that he wrote, a history of Jamaican literature will no doubt be written in due course. It will cover both prose and poetry in dialect as well as in the traditional English. Before my eyes, a new generation has sprung up which knows very little of the good and great of just a generation past. This booklet will remind them that not so long ago there lived amongst us men and women, inspired and inspiring, who have helped to make the Jamaica of the present. In the case of the Ormsby family, their gifts still live on in their members who are still alive. An endorsement of what you leave as a legacy, the history and record of a family. And that's the point I was trying to really communicate here. You can do your own booklet. You can, like my grandmother, write a note. You may not be gifted in that particular realm, but you can certainly write a letter to your grandchildren, to your great-great-grandchildren to come, talking about your faith, why it's important for them to continue in that genealogical realm of faith, to accept the gift of Jesus Christ and to continue in persevering until the Lord returns. You can leave that legacy for them. You can write personal notes to them telling how much you admire them, how you're proud of them. Sometimes you may have to write an apology to clear the air, to do these sorts of things. So can I encourage you again about this Christmas and family relations, in thinking about the legacy you want to leave, the record that will have your name, not just written in the book of life, but the names that may bear a record for your family and to leave for the generations to come. I'm going to wrap up now, but there will be a third closing exhortation in part three of this. Father, I pray now that all who have been listening, Lord, will think about what can they write down for the generations to come. What would they want to say if they would still be around? Someone reading this in the future, what impact could it have on them? And what positive thing can they leave? What should they write down in terms of what they know about their family background and history, so that those who are to come can get a better grasp? This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.